Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the way we win. We win when you engage. We win when you engage in an informed way, right? Head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell, he's got MyPillow 2.0. It's supposed to be much. I'm going to get one of those. Seriously, I'm going to find out about it. Because I always tell you guys, when I use it, we have his pillow sheets, pillowcases, towels. No, I don't have a robe. I have slippers. And these slippers, though not elegant, as he claims, well, they're not ugly either. They're just, I ain't going to wear them out and about. I wear them out to the mailbox, run around with them a little bit, you know. But seriously, in all seriousness, really comfortable, really durable. I really like them. They're worth every nickel. MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, gets you out with anywhere from 30 to 70% off. Don't let this go by. Come on. You know, everybody's trying to save a buck. Stop buying stuff made in China. Stop buying stuff from people who don't like you, who hate you. You know, that's not even it. It's not even that they don't like you. They hate you. Right? Come on. Think it all the way through. They hate you. They don't stand for anything you stand for, and any kind of conservative viewpoint that you might have, yeah, you're done. They don't want to hear from you anymore. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You know, here are the people. I'm not going to tell you who this is yet. Here are the people that we're supposed to listen to, that we're supposed to give credit to, that we're supposed to give, like, they're experts in this area. And, you know, what's really starting to bother me now is you're seeing more and more and more teachers, and God bless you, I got to tell you something. Let me just be clear. I know a lot of teachers, and a lot of them I love, and I mean that sincerely. They love their kids. It's very obvious. It's obvious how they handle their classrooms. It's obvious as to what they do. They love their kids. They would do just about anything for their kids. And then you got some of them that are in it for the power and the job, and they are so sure. And I actually had a professor tell me this. All right? They're so sure that they're right about everything that by becoming a teacher, by becoming a professor, by becoming an instructor, they can get that into the young minds. They know that they can get that into the young minds and win. You have to remember that. You have to pay attention to what's going on in your schools. So here's Randy Weingarten. She's a union. I mean, there's no other name for her. She's a union cartel boss is what she is. All right? Now, remember that probably 90% of union money goes to Democrats. 90%. These school districts in large cities all across the country are failing your kids. You look at the numbers. They're failing your kids. I'm not suggesting you necessarily. I know some of my friends get mad at me, my conservative friends. If you're not willing to pull your kids out and do something else with them, then be willing to change the Board of Education. Be willing to get off your butt, off the couch, stop screaming at TV, stop screaming at guys like me saying, yeah, you're right, Joe, let's go. No, go. Do something. Seriously, stop complaining. You know, I grew up at a time when the old guys would be sitting around. Remember, we always made fun of this. Two things the old guys always screamed about was the young people and, you know, and the music they listened to. And I kind of get it now. I get it because you're sitting here and looking at the thing of all the mistakes, all the things you did as a kid. And now we're at that point now where it's really starting to bubble up and cause some major league issues. So here's Randy, and she's very upset out in front of the Supreme Court that they're not going to allow a total wipeout from Joe Biden of college debt. And I'm going to say, what gives you the right? See, this is the height of entitlement. I went to school. I was supposed to get a job. I didn't get a job, so therefore you owe me money. Well, you know, Tammy worked three jobs to pay her college off. When she graduated from college, she had no debt. It wasn't because of the government. Mommy and Daddy didn't have any money. She worked three jobs to graduate that way. See, we don't teach our kids to push through anything anymore. Now it's all about what the government can give them. How can we help make your life easier? We don't want you to feel bad about anything. We don't want you, you know, we are ruining these children. They can't deal with anything. As Dr. B always says, Dr. Richard Melson, they have no coping skills. This is our fault. Well, not mine, because my kids deal. You have to help your kids grow. You have to help your kids be strong. If you're helping your kids be dependent on you and the government, that's bad. And that's wrong. Take a listen.
And frankly, and this is what really pisses me off, during the pandemic, we understood that small businesses were hurting. And we helped them. And it didn't go to the Supreme Court.
No. You did. Oh.
To challenge it. Big businesses were hurting, and we helped them, and it didn't go to the Supreme Court to challenge it. All of a sudden, when it's about our students, they challenge it, the corporations challenge it, the student loan lenders challenge it. That is not right, that is not fair, and that is what we are fighting.
This is the garbage I've been telling you about. We'll unpack this on the other side of the break, because she is so wrong. So wrong. And this is what they do. They call us fear mongers, and yet that's all they use to get you to make decisions. Joe Messina, be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Joe Messina Show on GCN.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going
to. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. And you do that again. Ready? Getting involved, getting engaged, getting informed. Take notes if you need to. If you're one of those people who can't remember anything, that's the way to do it. Seriously. All right. So I got a little irritated. Anyway, Randy Weingarten, she's the head of the National Teachers Union. Basically a union cartel at this point. When I look at what goes on across the country, and I'm tired of hearing some of the union members I talk with, you know what? They've got so many protections, statewide and so forth. You don't need the union and the state and federal laws and. They, matter of fact, some of them fly in the face of each other, make it almost impossible for a governing board to govern. Because you never know what law supersedes the other law. And don't give me the stuff of federal law. Don't, because it doesn't work that way. I'm telling you from somebody who's in it. So she is livid that she, her attitude is that business is getting a step up when students are not. That we build out businesses, but we're not building out students. Well, first and foremost, the students that you're talking about building out, some of them have had their loans longer than COVID was around. Right? They took on degrees that were pretty useless. But that's what they were told. But I want to unpack some of this stuff because this is asinine. Take a listen.
And frankly, and this is what really pisses me off, during the pandemic, we understood that small businesses were hurting. And we helped them.
No, they didn't. They understood so much that small businesses were hurting that they didn't try to help them. See, when a small business is hurting, what she's forgetting is she's using business because she's trying to wrap this into something else. Small businesses are owned by me and Tammy. People like me and Tammy who have families. I don't make $1 million a year. Okay? And if I had kids in school right now as a small business owner, whether it's high school, junior high school, or grade school, who am I going to get to watch them? Right? If my kids can't go to school and learn at school, and I got to stay home and hover over them, making sure they're doing their work. What do I do? You couldn't remember. There was no, daycare centers open, right? I remember, you know, because yes, I had privilege as a school board member. I could be out and about in the streets. I had, you know, things to do even for the school board. I wasn't essential, so to speak. Right? And there was nobody out. Nobody anywhere. And these small businesses were hurting. And a lot of them folded. And a lot of restaurants closed down. But you guys got paid. Teachers got paid through that whole thing. Because the states kept paying them. And I know the job, you know, was a little harder because they had to do distance learning. It's something they weren't used to doing. I get it. You have to kind of learn something new. But don't sit there with a holier-than-thou attitude, which is what bothers most people. Like, everything you do is for such a noble cause. Because even during the distance learning, there were school districts across this country where teachers were threatening to go on a strike if they didn't get more money because they were doing more work. But nobody else was, right? Just them. The burden was just on them, apparently.
And it didn't go to the Supreme Court to challenge it. Big businesses were hurting, and we helped them, and it didn't go to the Supreme Court to challenge.
So the businesses didn't go to the Supreme Court to challenge the fact that they were getting help from the federal government, who shut them down. Who stopped them from being able to, the federal government stopped them from being able to make money. So I don't, you know, I don't get what her argument is. She's an educator, and she can't put this argument together for real. So the government stopped them from getting money. They went to the, you know, this makes up. Now, as far as the loans go, those kids decided to take those loans. Nobody forced them to take the loans to go to school. Nobody. They could have done what my wife did. Go work 2 or 3 jobs to pay for your college. Maybe they should have looked at a degree that was actually useful. That would work. I'm not joking. Seriously. But look at how she's going to wrap this up. I love this.
All of a sudden, when it's about our students, they challenge it. The corporations challenge it. The student loan lenders challenge it. That is not right.
Right. So let's talk about that. First of all, the loans were made based on your signature, right? You promised to pay them. You didn't say, well, you know, if the government shuts down, that's different. No. This is not look at what they've done. This is not a what if, which is what the Dems hate. They hate when you do that to them, right? So this is a scenario where their lenders have put out all this money, private money, not government money. Some of it's backed by the government. Some of it isn't. Right? So They put out all this money, and now the government's going to walk in and say to them, I'm sorry, you can't collect this. You can't make any money. You're not allowed to collect this. Right? Because, you know, the kids were having trouble during COVID, and they couldn't this, they couldn't that, they couldn't learn. Maybe the colleges should pay the bill. What do you think? Remember, there were a lot of colleges that were closed down, wouldn't return tuition money. A lot of colleges were doing distance learning, it wasn't working out, wouldn't put back tuition money. You teachers, you want to give back the money that you made during the COVID lockdown? I mean, I know that my district in particular, we had a few weeks, truly we were down while we were trying to figure out a way to roll out this distance learning that we're being forced to do. Okay, she is actually losing her mind. She looks like she's possessed there. Because she wants students to get a free ride at the expense of the business owners. They're not taking it. They're not going to take a hit on their pay. Not going to happen. And I realize that part of the people that she's fighting for are the new teachers, the young teachers that are saddled with loans. Right? Maybe there's other ways to make this happen. I don't know. But to sit there and say that the businesses have... Now, remember, let's go one step further. These are your people, too. Let's see how this works out. And part of this, from a legal standpoint, is the president does not have a right to wipe it out. Congress, when they had control, your people, when they had control, should have brought this forward. That's who should have done it. Pelosi admitted it. She said he doesn't have a right to do this. Only Congress can do this. So which is it? Do you change the rules as you go? Do you decide with this is why I said they have no laws, they have no rules, they have no standards. Yeah, maybe they have a standard. Whatever's good to them goes. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Democrats are calling on the CEO of Norfolk Southern to testify before Congress following the toxic train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio.
Norfolk Southern, you've broken your trust with the American people.
The American people, and of course the people of East Palestine, deserve answers.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said rail companies worked with the Trump administration to roll back safety standards while raking in large profits and laying off workers. Mississippi is the latest state to ban gender-affirming treatments for transgender youth.
No child in Mississippi will have these drugs or surgeries pushed upon them. This stops today. We are taking a stand.
Republican Governor Tate Reeves signed the bill into law Tuesday, saying there's a dangerous movement spreading across America. The measure prohibits gender transition procedures for anyone under the age of 18. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
The thoughts about to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
There you go. We are back. Joe Mesina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. I've been playing the clip of Randy Weingarten. Or Weingarten. And she, she's the head of the teachers, National Teachers Union. And she just, she can't figure it out. And what is it with these people that they think that if they yell and scream and sound like, you know, they've got a reason for all this, then it's all going to work out for them. But this is apples and oranges. She's trying to say, if you were willing to give the businesses wipe their debt clean, or help them out, fund them throughout the pandemic. Right, these were businesses that the government shut down. These are businesses that if they stayed in business, they would start paying payroll taxes back in. They were paying, you know, taxes on the sales tax. They actually produce revenue for the government. All right, there was a reason behind this. I don't say I agreed with it, but there's a give and take here, if you would. And yet, she wants the college kids, in a lot of cases, who went to very expensive colleges, did not get the education they should have got, and got degrees that they can't use. And we're supposed to pay for that. We're, again, supposed to pay for their bad decisions. Right? Give them a longer time to pay. Lower the interest rate. I don't care. That part of it doesn't make a difference to me. But, I mean, the reality behind it, again, it's government wanting to give stuff away. You know why they want to do this? Because they think they're going to create voters for life. Come on, let's just, can we stop playing these games? That's exactly what they believe. They thought they had the same thing with the black community. Look, the black community started leaving them. And who are they focusing on? Right? Who are the Democrats focusing on? The immigrants. The illegal immigrants. The people coming over the border illegally. Now they're all over that. Get them in here. Let them in. Let them vote. Ridiculous.
That is not fair, and that is what we are fighting as well when we say cancel student debt. And
can you cancel my debt? My tax debt? My loans that I have for my businesses? How about the loans on the cars? Hey, my mortgage would be cool. I suffered through all of this. Why can't, and I paid more taxes than those kids that have run up a bill. Why don't I get to benefit from this? No, they don't care about that. That truly is. It's nothing. They don't care about that. Right? It's just, again, just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of this. All right. I got to give you something to smile about, right? Lori Lightfoot. She doesn't stand a chance. What a snowball's chance in hell of getting back in. Thank God. I mean, this should be a warning shot to all those Democrat mayors running in some of these other cities. People have had it. People have had it with you letting people crap in the streets, sleep in the streets, sleep in the walkways to businesses, break in, walk in, leave all together. I mean, it just nuts. Right? I mean, seriously. It's got to stop. And it's got to, these cities that were great at one time, these cities that were fantastic. San Francisco, look, I don't care about their politics, right? I'm not a big believer in their politics. You know, my dad came to town one year. It's a great memory of mine. We went to San Francisco because it reminded him he wasn't far from there. I grew up in Boston. Reminded him of Boston. He just wanted to go sit by the water and do something illegal. I say that because there's big signs that say no alcohol, right? And what did my dad do? He brings a bottle of wine. Being Italian, right? He's got sausage and cheese and that kind of stuff. And we're just sitting there. And he's telling me stories about being a kid in Boston. Him being a kid in Boston. Or a very young guy, right? And the cops pull up and they go, you know, you're not supposed to be drinking here. And my dad looks at the cop and just says, hey, I'm in from Boston. I've never been here before. And the cop just looked at him, smiled, nodded his head, and just kept going. And again, I'm not for breaking the law. That's not what I'm saying here. That's not what I'm saying you should be doing. But it was clean. We could sit there. We weren't looking around at somebody who's going to come and either take a dump next to it, take a whiz. Didn't smell like urine all over the place. I mean, come on. Really, seriously. I don't get it. Don't they see the beauty of their city have gone away? Do they care? I guess is the next question. And you see that happen everywhere. Look at Seattle. Seattle, pretty city. I mean, look, I was there a couple of times before all this stuff went down. Not a place for me. Not a place I want to hang out. But that's not the point. It was a nice city. It was pretty. And people seemed to enjoy it. They were able to walk anywhere. They didn't have to worry about anything. And actually, I don't know, 20 years ago, I don't want to give away how old I am. It might have been longer than that. I remember hanging out in Chicago. I was working for a company that I had to go there, and we were running around at night. Not a fear. Not a fear of being shot. Not a fear of any kind of violence taking place. Nothing. So these cities didn't change like this because of Republican oversight, because of conservative oversight. They changed because now you have these liberal DAs that won't press charges almost for anything. It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. And the time that you're spending getting informed. And I love it when you send me emails. All right. Gordon Chang. And I know he is an expert on China. I got that. And I don't know what to believe about this, but man, I hope he's right. That the impending collapse of China's population is really creating a problem for President Xi. Now, why that is, I don't totally understand it. But what's happening is they say they can see him becoming a little bit more belligerent, pushing a little harder because he's running out of time. Running out of time for what? I don't know. Chang went on to say that Xi must be in a panic. His primary form of diplomacy is to intimidate others. You know, it's always been a thing, you know, since I was growing up, that if we ever went to war with China, we'd be screwed. It wasn't because of their technology. It was always because they could just keep coming at you. They had enough people. Now think about that. They had enough people, they could just keep coming at you. Right? So he went on to say, Gordon Chang said that, look, if you're going to have a world's largest economy, if you're going to be the most populous society, yeah, you can intimidate others. But if your country is rapidly shrinking, and that's what's happening in China, right? There's no one's going to be particularly scared of you. So whatever moves he has to make them soon. Really soon. So China's population fell in 2022 by 1.4 billion. Right? I mean, I'm sorry. To 1.4 billion. It's down almost a million people. Now, according to the country's National Bureau of Statistics, they're the ones that put this out. It marks its first decline since Mao Zedong's Great Leap Forward. You know, it was a failed economy. It failed miserably. A United Nations forecast shows that China's population is decreasing 100 million by 2050 and 600 million by 2100. People are aging, workforce is shrinking, declining fertility rates. It's just a problem. It's going to be a big problem for them. And I'm okay with it. Let it happen. The problem is it's going to undercut their economy. It's going to put them in a real world of hurt, a real problem. And that's part of what it was. That would be part of their economy was how many people they had, who was buying what, who was doing what. And it helped them tremendously. So, and the Chinese officials over the years, I don't know if you guys remember it, they removed this one-child policy. They even offered incentives to people for having more than one child. I mean, my God, the way they live, I don't know. Anyhow, Joe Bettini, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We're back. Joe Pacini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Fauci says we may never know the origins of the coronavirus, especially if they keep shredding those papers. I mean, just saying. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's what I want you to be. Yeah, actually, it's not even that I want you to be. Right? I want you, I really want you to get informed. I don't want you to let your kids, the people around you, when you hear this nasty stuff, right, when you hear it, you need to make sure that your kids know what's true and what's not true. Just let that sink in for a minute. Right? Because otherwise your kids, if they're looking to you to straighten them out. They're looking to you when they hear something wrong, they're in your presence, or they ask you a question. Don't be afraid to tell them the truth. Don't be afraid to tell them why. If you believe certain lifestyles are wrong, you believe certain things, don't be afraid to tell them. There's no reason for it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Ouch. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Again, we were talking about the Chinese demographics and how much they're changing. You know, and the real need for more population. They're not going to be able to make this happen. They're not going to be able to make the moves they want to make if they don't have the populace, the people, to make it happen. Anyway. All right. Do you remember, for you more, how can I say this in a nice way? You more seasoned folk. Do you remember when you were in government class, even in the 70s, you were in your history class or government class, you remember when they would say to you, you know, talking to you about the evils of communism, why it was so bad, the hundreds of millions of people that it killed over the years? And yes, it killed hundreds. Communism killed hundreds of millions of people. Matter of fact, again, I realize not all atheists are like this, but communism and atheism fall hand in hand with each other in a big way. Now, some of you are already mad at me. Okay, get over yourselves, because I'm not changing it. Now, if you really want to, you really want a more informed viewpoint of this, go over to Amazon, pick up the books Atheism Kills by Barack Laurie. Great book. I know Barack personally. He's a good guy. Done a lot of research in that area. And some people, you know, they think he's a nut because of what he said. But the reality is, when you go through history, it's not Christianity that kills and kills big. It's atheism that kills and kills big. Not atheists. Atheism. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. All right. So Virginia Dem is screaming that teaching about the evils of communism, it'll offend Asian Americans. How would it offend Asian Americans? An Asian American. I mean, come on, think this through. What is an Asian American? It's somebody who came here, not somebody from China that's here for schooling. Right? When you say Asian American, what do you mean? You mean somebody who moved here from China. They become an American citizen. What were they trying to get away from? Communism. So a Virginia Democrat recently voted no on a bill that would have required schools to teach about the dangers of communism and suffering of its victims after a teachers' union claimed such a curriculum would incite anti-Asian hate. Not true. Maybe if you learned how to teach, you wouldn't have these problems. So you have to stop teaching about the evils of religion. Why? Well, I'm going to use their logic. Because it would incite anti-Christian hate. So you need to stop doing that. I mean, seriously, right? The bill HB 1816 requires Virginia governor to recognize November 7th as Victims of Communism Day. All public elementary schools and schools of the Commonwealth to honor the victims of communism on this day. Hundreds of millions of people killed because of communism. Why wouldn't you want to do that? A bill like this is long overdue because communism is responsible for the deaths of over 100 million people. Oh, see, yeah, in the 20th century. These victims, all right, you ready for this? They had names. They had faces. They had unfulfilled hopes and dreams. Some people lost their grandmothers, grandfathers, family members. Watched their family members get killed. They were husbands, wives, daughters, sons, uncles. Right? And now it's okay. We don't want to talk about the evils of it, though. In the communist China alone, over 30 million people were starved to death during the Great Chinese Famine, 58 to 62. The victims included many, right, who were born in those years. There's no food to feed them. I mean, come on, think about that. We, the living, right, we owe it to these victims not to forget them. Not to forget how they died, why they died. You know, one lady, one Asian woman said, as a survivor of communism, I greatly tremble by survey after survey showing that more American youth prefer communism and its close cousin socialism over free market. See, that's what you need to do. Forget the professors. The professors can go pound sand. Right? What you need to do is you need to bring in people that have actually lived through this. You need to bring in people that actually came here from, escaped it, and what it meant, what it was truly all about. Right? I mean, you know the saying, those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. Look at what's going on in our society today. They will repeat this because we didn't teach it to them in school because the professors, the communist professors, didn't want them to know about it. Right? Virginia's largest teacher union opposed HB 1816 because, again, teaching about communism, honoring its victims, will incite anti-Asian hate. It's not true. They have nothing to back this up on. Nothing. They have nothing to back this up on. When you talk about Asian, you know, communism and through Asia, that was China, Laos, North Korea, Vietnam. So, anyway, all the Virginia Democrats voted against it. Are you shocked? This is the only real beef I have with unions. I realize that unions were originally started for a different reason. If you want to do your own homework, you find out that they were needed. At one point in time, they were definitely needed. So when you start putting in state laws, federal laws that cover these things, in some cases you have civil service, federal civil service that covers this. Then why do we need the union anymore? Right? But the teachers, you got to think about something. This is kind of funny how they don't really, they're supposed to be educated people. They don't really think about this. Do the teachers union and Democrats assume that all Asians are communists? I mean, really? Are the teachers union, do the Democrats, are they unaware that most victims in these communist regimes were Asians? Or maybe the teachers union and the Democrats imagine non-Asian students can't differentiate between communist regimes and their Asian American classmates. Maybe that's it. I don't know. Give me something to work with here. And if you think about that, the claim that teaching communism would offend Asians should be offensive to all Asian Americans. So you're speaking against communism, which most of them ran away from to come here. Think about the majority of Chinese refugees that are here, legal immigrants that came here, that are speaking out against letting China do what it's doing. But we, these young Americans, if you would, these teachers who've never been there, are telling them that they're wrong. Talk about the height of privilege, right? Talk about being full of yourself. That's when you have to look up and go, oh my God, did you live there? What do you know about it? But you got a couple of friends? That's good. I lived there. I lost my family. They need to be locked in a room with these people. So that you have some of these Chinese, North Vietnamese, looking at them and going, no, you don't understand. When they walk up and shoot your mom in the head, right in front of you. That's what communism does. But they don't want to hear it. Right? The defectors from the North Korean military that come here. They talk about the atrocities that were done to them, and if they didn't step up, if they didn't do what they were supposed to do, their family members were tortured and killed. Yeah, communism, good thing, I guess. Just amazing. Teachers union, state Democrat, they just don't want to address any of this stuff. And look what they use as a form to slow it down, right? We don't want anti-Asian hate. Well, nobody wants hate. Anyhow. Joe Fazzini, your host. Always a pleasure being with you. I appreciate the time you spend with me. I know 3 hours a day is a long time for you to spend with me, but I appreciate it very much. So God bless. Have a safe day. Don't do anything stupid because I want you back here with me tomorrow.